The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 17th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared with them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. And the disciples asked him, Why then did the scribes say that Elijah must come first? He replied, Elijah is indeed coming and will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him. And they did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. When the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. This is the gospel of the Lord. You guys know what the word Alleluia? We talked about it before worship, just a titch. But have you heard the word Alleluia before?
No.
No. Well, now you've heard it. Alleluia. You think we can get them to all say Alleluia?
No.
Challenge accepted. All right, don't make me look like a fool. You all know the word alleluia. Let's say it together. Alleluia. You see, they know the word. They know it. And bird's not the word. Alleluia is the word. But alleluia. Alleluia is a word we really like to say when we're excited, when we're spreading the gospel, when we're praising Jesus, when we're praising God. We like to say alleluia. But do you remember I had you fill out those sheets before worship? Yeah, you guys put alleluias or crosses on them. I have a very important job for you guys now. I need you to go collect all their alleluias. So if you guys can go grab all their sheets, there's some in the balcony, and bring them right back up here. All right. Well, let's say it one more time now that we learned our word for the day. Alleluia. How about you guys say it since you hadn't heard of it? Yes. Alleluia. 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 Get it out of your systems. Alleluia. Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for being the light of the world so we can shout alleluia in joy and to know everything that you have done and to share that joy in one simple word, alleluia. In your name we pray. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask something big of you this morning, besides writing alleluia. I know I've asked a lot already from you. But I want you to all think of the most amazing thing you've ever seen. The most amazing event in your life. And I hope at least two of you are thinking of this, because I would like at least two of you to share here in a minute. What is the most amazing thing? It could be good, it could be bad, but what is something that, as today, we would probably Snapchat it right away, post it to Facebook, tweet it, put it in a message, send it out there, maybe even call mom and dad instantly to say this happened. Think about it. And to get your brains going about how radical and crazy these ideas can be, I came up with a couple, a good one and a bad one. First, the bad one. That was easy. And it happened in three separate occurrences that I could think of. The most amazing thing I've ever seen as a Minnesota sports fan would be a chip shot missed field goal. A field goal missed by a kicker who hadn't missed the entire year. Perhaps a high-scoring offense that really should have beat another team but turned it over seven times. Or they got blown out 41-0 and they had a great offense. I can't tell you how many times in my short life I have seen that as a Vikings fan. My goodness. I can't believe it. You think I'd start to just believe it every year now. But I can't believe it. It's amazing how they keep finding ways to lose. Unbelievable. But good things that are unbelievable. probably the drift outside of our door outside by our kitchen now. It was really deep. I couldn't believe where the drifts actually occurred. I even told my mom about it, who had no snow, and she's in northern Minnesota. Ha! The blizzard on our wedding. Unbelievable. I asked for this much snow, but I should have been more specific. It was a blizzard. Unbelievable. The day Zoe got to go home after being 10 weeks premature and getting to tell everyone that amazing news. Unbelievable. So how about you guys? Just two of you. What is the most amazing thing you can think of to share? Anybody? I already told you it can be silly like the Vikings, so go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, in nurse's training, the first time seeing a baby born, an amazing thing. I think a lot of people that have had a child will say that, absolutely. One more?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, very amazing sight. And I'm sure there's a lot more you guys are probably thinking of. I won't call you out to say it, but I need you to keep that thought in your head, that amazing thing. Yeah, one more? Saw a robin this morning. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It is amazing because that robin must be very confused with the weather, as we are. But it's amazing. We all have amazing things. Amazing could also be the amazing weather we had in February. You don't know. Just think of one of those things. I want you to keep it in there. Because the Transfiguration story is amazing, and I want to recap it just a little bit for you. Here are these three disciples. They go up with Jesus. Sure, he's done all these amazing things, but they get up there, and what do they see? Well, all of a sudden, he's blinding white. He's changed. He's transfigured into something different, and Moses and Elijah are up there. Amazing. So amazing that they're willing to take up time to build three huts just like that. I don't know where they're going to find materials on top of a mountain, but they're willing to do it. It is an amazing sight. And if that wasn't enough, they get to hear the voice of God confirm everything they had been hoping for. This is my son, the beloved. With him, I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Again, amazed in a good way, and there's also fear. Amazed in not such a good way. It is amazing. They even hear Jesus say as he comes down the hill that he's going to die, suffer at the hands of others. Amazing. Amazing. So amazing that I think if it had happened today and I had been up there, I'd probably get out my cell phone, probably start capturing it on video, probably take a picture of it, send maybe a Snapchat to the disciples at the bottom of the hill and say, "Ha, look what I got to see. You guys missed out." It's that amazing, that unbelievable. And we do that all the time today, too. And yet, what does Jesus tell them after this unbelievable sight? Tell no one. Tell no one about what you've seen until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Keep it quiet. Zip your lip. Don't tell the other disciples. Don't go and prove it. So what was the point of these disciples getting to go up there in the first place then? They see this amazing thing, confirms all their suspicions, confirms everything they want, but now they can't share it. They got to keep it quiet. How are they going to do that? Tell no one. And that's why I wanted you to think of the most amazing thing you've ever seen or thought of or heard. Because now imagine that Jesus is saying, after that amazing thing, tell no one. You can't tell them about the birth of the child. You can't tell them about Niagara Falls. You can't tell anybody about the robin. You can't tell anybody about Minnesota's misery. You can't tell anyone about the birth of your own child or being able to go home. Keep it to yourself. You can't tell anyone. And that is a hard thing to do, I think, especially in a day and age where we really send things out there at a whim all the time. I mean, how many of you really like the word alleluia? Raise of hands. It is an amazing word. We say it on Easter all the time. We say it throughout the year all the time. Alleluia. And the reason, you know what, we better get out of our system one more time, because you're going to be sad here in a minute. Let's say it one more time. Alleluia. Alleluia. And I had you put them on that sheet because today we're going to do something different. We're tucking them away. We're tucking that word into this box. And yes, don't come talking to me at the end of the service when the last song is full of alleluias. This is planned. But these are buried at the end of the day today. Alleluia will no longer be coming across our lips on the signs you see during worship. It's being buried for Lent. Alleluia is being buried. You can't say it in worship. I'm not at all saying you can't say that in your everyday life. Please do. But here in worship, we're hiding it, burying it, putting it away. How hard is that going to be? A lot of you just said how amazing the word alleluia is, how you like the word. But now, beginning with Ash Wednesday, it's going to be hidden. Won't be in our music. It might show up in a gospel, but it won't be in any of the liturgy, and it'll be hiding. And I hope, much like I hope the disciples, when Jesus came back, they were freed to let it out that they had seen this and freed to say that Jesus is back. I hope that on Easter morning you all come and you have that itch throughout these next few weeks of Lent, that itch to yell out alleluia. So come Easter morning when we open the box, when we throw alleluias in almost every other song, when we say it all the time, you won't just say it, alleluia. You'll say, alleluia, and you'll let it out. The most amazing thing you've seen. The road to Easter has begun here with Lent, with the transfiguration, change. And as we go forward, know how hard it can be to keep this amazing news quiet. But don't keep it quiet in your everyday lives. But we might hear in worship just for these few weeks, so that when we do hear the story of Jesus coming back again, we are like those disciples and just want to shout it from the top of the highest mountain. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.